Okay, today we're going to be talking about, eating meat and fish together, and related halachas. In two places, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about that din. One is in Yerdein, Kuftei Zayin, one is in Aruch Chaim, Kufan Gimel. The halacha that we're in the middle of, which is Tzadi Hei Sef Aleph, is neither of those places. But it fits very prominently into a question that has to do with meat and fish that's going to be at the very end of today. So that's what we're going to talk about in general, meat and fish, and eventually we're going to get to that question, which does have to do with art and sadehe. Okay, so the question, the din starts like this. The Gemara says, Em Sachem, Hahi Benisa, Da'atfi Bahadi Bishra, this Benisa, Benisa is a kind of a fish. In a journal called Hamayan, found that the Arabic translation of Sri were going to say that it's the Bini fish. It's a certain fish that was around in Babel. Whatever, it had some Latin name as well, which I can't pronounce. So this Benisa, that's a kind of a fish that was baked together with, that was roasted together in an oven together with meat. So Rava said that you can't eat it with meat, with milk, because it's fleshings. So, since it was cooked with meat, so it's fleshings, so you can eat it with kutach, which is a kind of a dairy product. That's what Rava said. And Mabar Rashi says that you shouldn't even eat it by itself, because the fact that it was cooked with meat is... It causes bad breath, that's Mishum Recha, that's a different makil, and Davracher means that it causes tsaras. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that the machlokes is in the Gemara, whether if you cook fish and meat together, whether you're allowed to eat it by itself. But if you're for sure not allowed to eat with milk, it's a question of you're allowed to eat it by itself. So the Mechaber passes like Rafa, I'm sorry, passes like Marbar Vash, I'm sorry, that's Osir. But he adds two details to it. One is that it's also that the Gemara says a case where they were cooked together, and the Shulchan Aruch says no. It's even also even if they weren't cooked together, even just to eat them together is also included in the Sisser. Also, it's not only if they were cooked. Second is that the Gemara says the Gemara just says you shouldn't do it because it causes bad breath and tzaraz, but Shulchan Aruch says it as that a person shouldn't do it because it's a sakana. In Aruch Chaim, he says it is. We're going to get to this in a second, in a little bit. We'll talk about whether washing your hands in between. He says, Mishum de kashal davar acher, it could cause tzaraz. Chamira sakanta miyasura, implying that there's a sakana to you doing this as well. So that's an added step that the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just said is that it causes tzaraz. And the Shulchan Aruch adds on that it's a sakana. And then there's two other little details that are not in Shulchan Aruch, and that is, it's assumed that even though the Gemara says it's specifically for this Benisa fish, it applies to all fish, and even though the Gemara says it for meat, it applies to poultry also. That's what Achranim said, it's assumed to all those things. As also a little aside to this is, that there are some who think that there's an issa to eat fish together with dairy, and this Gemara is a riot against that, and the Shach brings this as a riot against that, because the Gemara here says that you can't eat this fish that was cooked with meat, you can't eat it with milk. Oh, if you want to eat the fish, a regular fish that was not cooked with meat, you could eat it with milk, no problem. The only problem here with eating, according to Rava, or according to everybody, eating it with milk is because it was cooked with meat. Otherwise, it would be fine to eat it with to milk, which is to say that there's no issur of eating meat and fish together. Meat, fish, and milk together. I'm sorry. Okay, now, there's a few... There's a few big questions on this thing, and the first is that the Rif and Ram don't bring this thing b'chal. This thing that you now eat meat and fish together, this Mar Rav Ashi, they don't bring them at all, which is and the question. So according to the Esman, why don't they bring this thing that you now eat meat and fish together? Could it be that it passes like Rava? It's hard to believe that the Rif says in Sanhedrin that we always pass like Marbar Ravashi, except in two cases we always pass like Marbar Ravashi. Maybe hold that it's only for Benisa fish. So that's why I'm going to question this: why the Rif and Ram don't bring this din? They not eat meat and fish together. Another question is Why does the Mechaber say that it's a sakana? What I mentioned before, the Mechaber says that it's a sakana to eat them together. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say it's a sakana. The Gemara says that it causes bad breath and tzaras. Where did the sakana come from? That's the Dibur Makilos Kasha. And the Magen Avraham says, this din that it's dangerous, science doesn't see that. Nowadays, when we look at it, you don't see any danger to eating those things together. So maybe it's a shina teva. Maybe it doesn't even exist anymore. The whole din maybe doesn't apply anymore. excuse me. Maybe something that b'chol is not relevant to us. So in fact, if you look at in your day, when this din of eating meat and fish together is brought, this din is the din right before this is a din that has a lot of, you see lots of times they go on. And is there another thing which is the isur gilui, to drink water that was left uncovered. And there the din is, since it doesn't apply nowadays, we ignore it. Most people now choishish v'gibli. You can drink, even the water is left uncovered, you can drink from it. Saying to us that if these kind of danger things, if they don't apply, there's no more danger, you're allowed to eat it, no problem. Okay, so those are different questions on this whole din. In spite of them, most people assume that the issur to eat meat and fish together applies even nowadays, like the Mechaber says, there's a bunch of questions on like that. Okay, now in the dinim of eating meat and milk together, there's a number of halachas, and I'm going to go through a few pratim over here of whether those things apply to eating meat and fish together. Okay, assuming that there is an isser, do those apply to eating? Do those the same din that apply to basar b'chol apply to eating meat with fish also? Okay. So the first one is like this: when you eat milk and meat together, there are two people are now eating on the same table. In all kinds of special cases, two people can eat on the same table: one basar and one eating chalav. Okay. Because maybe if I'm eating basar and you're eating chalav, then I'll reach in and take some of your food, or you'll take some of my food. So that's why we're now eating on the same table together. Okay, so the Ravazan says that the Pasha says that din, the Ikar din is, that does not apply. Now, that does not apply to meat and fish, that chash, or that concern, that harchaka that you have to not eat on the same table doesn't apply to meat and fish. And Mikar din, he says, if two people had a kiddush and one's eating chalent and one's eating a gefilte fish, that's okay, that's beseder. He says, but the minig is to not do it anyhow. Din, you don't really have to. But the minig, he says, that you should do it. You should separate them. You shouldn't eat them on the same table. Okay. Another
the minig that we see.
Not the minig.
We do that.
In your house? In your house?
No, because it's in the group. Of course, it's, I'm saying take the visual if he has before it. But on a kiddush,
right? So in a kiddush, people, it is pretty kind. It's true. Okay. What the kiddush?
Are you going to go to
the kiddush? There's a herring.
There's herring over there. There's, you know.
Okay. Okay. Whatever. So I mean, in the house, most people are more careful about it. That's the truth. Most people won't put me on the table until there's no table.
Of course. Not beside the officer, but you think so?
Okay.
Somebody's late. Somebody came late to the suda, whatever it is. And
give a piece of
fish.
We'll get to this over in a second, yeah. Okay, you can agree or not agree to whether it's a minute or not. He said, Ikar does that, it's not, like what we see, that's not that.
I mean, the Tazma
Shai,
it's more
Chavar
than the
Chura.
Right?
We'll get into Shishim. You could imagine. You think it's connected to that child? Okay, that could be. Okay, now another thing is that you have to wait, between eating meat and milk. After eating meat, we wait 6 hours. Okay, so we wait 6 hours after eat meat before we eat milk. and that you're not mechuyev to do. That's a perishadim that you're not mechuyev to wait for that. You don't have to wait for that for eating fish. Okay, but the other way, when you eat, I'm going to get that. Just give me 1 second. I probably thought of that. So when you eat milk, if you want to eat meat afterward, you have to do kinuch hadacha. You have to eat something parav and drink something parav and check your hands from milk exfoliation. Okay, if you're going straight from one to the other one. Okay, so the Mechaber says that the Mechaber is on the screen still says that this is the Or Chaim din. He says between Basar and Dagim, you have to wash your hands, and that's what he says. That's what he says that the din is that Mishum Sakana. That's Mishum Sakana. Well, why does he say that over there? Well, why is he saying Mishum Sakana? Because the din right before it If this is an Aruch Chaim, but the din right before it says, if you eat milchiks and you want to eat meat, you have to wash your hands. You have to kiruach hatachah. What you have to do to separate if the milchiks. So the mechaber is not making a kal v'chomer. He's saying if you have to do that between milchiks and fleshings, kol shekein, you have to do that between fish and between fish and meat. The mechaber is making his own kal v'chomer, and that's why he's mentioning over here that it's a sakana. Okay, doesn't say it in your day when it says you're not eating meat and fish. Doesn't say it's a sakana there, but here it does say that because he's trying to justify why he holds you have to wash your hands, to the point that Divya Makil says is that, he says, you know, this Chamir Sakana to Mishur doesn't really mean Sakana. He says, it's just shit for the listener. He's just like saying, this is serious, this is dangerous, so it has a certain element of health to it, so you have to be more careful. He says, he doesn't really mean it's Sakana, because I told you, the Gemara doesn't say it's a Sakana, the Gemara says it causes Saraz. Like he said, Mishur the Kashav Davar Acher. So Machaber just means this to say, isn't that important to you also? So you should wash your hands also. That's what he learns. And that's what the Machaber holds. The Ramah says that the Ikra Din is, I'm sorry, the Ramah's not on the screen, but the Ramah says that the Ikra Din is you're not mukhir to wash your hands, you're not mukhir to, but the minig is to do it anyhow, to drink, the Ramah says the minig is to eat and drink something in between him. And the Chacham Zalman says there's a variation of that. He says you're not mukhir to do it, but you should drink something. Okay, so people do all kinds of things there. Again, the Mechaber says you mechuyev to. The Rabbah says you should eat and drink something. And the Chacham Sofer says you should drink something.
Okay. You need something not to wash your hands.
Right, no, that's washing. That's the Mechaber says that. The Mechaber says that. The Rabbah says you're not mechuyev to do that. The Rabbah says, but the minig is to eat and drink. It's not to wash your hands. Like a step down from that. Okay, fine. That's the Indian. These kind of separations between milchiks, meat and fish. Okay, how they compare to separating between milk and meat. The next thing is Bittur Shishim, as Rabbi mentioned. There's a bunch of examples of that. Okay, so by Basar B'Chalav, what's in my Basar B'Chalav? It said, if you don't taste the Basar, you don't taste the Chalav, if it's Basar B'Shishim, then it's not Asher. Okay? So the
Chalav, so why do you have, if you hold that, then you have to wash your hands, why should we say, if you hold us, and then Basar Yudim and Shineim, let's say you're eating meat and fish.
So you have to wait time between meat and fish. Okay, that's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that question. Okay. Okay, fair. I'm not sure. Okay.
That's
so you bring a writer from Aruch Chaim that's what he holds, why the issue is, why you have to wait 6 hours. Yeah? Bring a writer from there. Okay. I don't know. Okay, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay. The Taz says that there's no Pitta B'Shishim, between in meat and fish. He says it doesn't make any sense. He says we're saying Chamir Sakanta Misura. He's taking the Machaber at face value. It's a Sakana. If it's a Sakana, it's a Sakana to eat it. So well, who cares about Bittu B'Shishim? Even tiny amounts, is going to be Asur. And the Shach says, he says I don't know what he's talking about. He says this that we say that Chashish even for a meat by Sakana means is if you're not sure if something is dangerous or not, you're not sure. It's a possibility. Even the far out chance, you have to be cautious for it. But fine, that's fine for a far out chash. He says, this has nothing to do with whether it's a far out chash. He says, just at a certain point, it gets diluted, doesn't make a difference to you. You know, so it doesn't cause a problem. Okay? I'm not sure how he knows that shishim should be good enough. Like, how do you know that shishim is enough? We all understand it. What do you say? But maybe it's more. How do you know? Shishim is just a rule for Tom. This has nothing to do with Tom. We're not talking about Tom. We're talking about Tom. So, okay. So he says, the shach says that you could shoot. Bittul works like that also. So the interesting thing here is that the Taz gets his shita partially from the Dakimarsha. The Dakimarsha is not talking about meat and fish. The Dakimarsha is talking about other sakana things, a different kind of sakana, about gilui he's talking about. And there he says that bittul works. That bittul does not work. So the Prima Gadim brings a raya that the Ramah really holds that bittul does work. Okay, again, the Taz is based on a documentation, not about fish. The Prima Gadim has right from within fish that there's that like this. And what is it? If you look in Siman Kuf Ches, it says the din of Recha, which is, if there, something gives a Recha, let's say bread, okay, you have dry foods being cooked together, so you're not allowed to bake Isser and Heps together in the same oven in a way that causes Recha, because the time, some time is going to transfer. But the Evid almost says it's Mutter, because Recha is always bubble. The amount of Recha that transfers from here to there is always so little that it's Bittul. The Rama says, but since Recha Lav Nosa is based on Bittul, it doesn't mean that there is no Recha. It means Recha is Bittul, so he says it's for things that are Asur B'Mashru, like Chametz on Pesach, that's Asur B'Mashru. So then it's not what to be the Evid. Okay, it's only mutter lechet. It's also lechetchila and also b'diavad. It's only mutter b'diavad in cases where bittul b'shishim works. So it's a regular issur, so bittul b'shishim works. So you say b'diavad it's mutter. That's what the Rama says in Siman Kuf Ches about Recha. In Siman Kuf Kazayin, which is the dinim about meat and fish, the Rama says is that you shouldn't bake meat and fish in the oven together. But if it's in a way that only causes Recha, then it's mutter. Okay. So what does that tell you? If it only causes reicha, it's mutter. So that means is because this is not aser b'marshal because it's bata b'shishim like everybody else. Okay, so Prima Gavim brings it as a raya that the Rama holds that bita b'shishim does work for this concern of meat and fish together. Okay, Prima Gavim brings it as a raya not like what I'm telling you from that the Taz from the document from tomorrow. Okay, the Makiel wants to say maybe an answer to it. Okay, that's a Prima Gavim try. Okay. Anyhow, so most people, a lot of Achronim assume, like the Shach, that Bitta B'shishim does work for meat and fish. And the Chassam Sofer has an interesting way of saying it. He says, nowadays, I told you before, and the Magen Avraham says that there's no Sakanot, no one sees any danger to it. So we just do it because it's a minig. Okay, so Hagam Bitta B'shishim. Even if Sakanot wouldn't be Bitta B'shishim, a minig could be Bitta B'shishim. Okay, that's also a funny way of saying it, because you usually think of a minig as you do whatever what the original was. Okay, fine. This happened once. A neighbor was making fish. They had ground fish and they were cooking it themselves. Okay, not like a gefilte fish loaf. They were making it themselves. So they ground the fish and they made these balls of fish and they were cooking them in a pot of water. Okay, but instead of putting it into their pot of water they meant to, they put it into the chicken soup. Okay, they have two pots. They have one with water and one with chicken soup. They took the balls of fish and dunked it into the chicken soup. And then they, of course, realized their mistake. So they fished out the fish. They scooped out the fish balls out of the soup. The shayla was not, could they eat the fish and could they eat the soup? So the fish had been cooked with chicken. That was hopeless. But the shayla was the other way. Could they eat the soup? Because it had tam from the fish in it. So assuming that the fish would be bata b'shishim, think the fish bowl compared to how much soup there was, then it would have been mutter. Okay, now, before we get to some examples of it, there's one more angle of this bita b'shishim. And that is, should there be iser bita l'sa l'chatkila? If we assume that you can, that meat and fish could be bata b'shishim in each other, is it iser bita l'chatkila? So the Pesach Tshuva says, no, he says, em vatlin iser l'chatkila. This is not iser, this is just dangerous. And no, Shaykh, there's an iser d'rabbanan to be vatlin iser l'chatkila. There's not a problem over here. Okay? Yehud says, no, it's not true. Who's here? The Yehud. Because a bit less chila works for everything. It makes a difference if it's heter or iser. It means is. Don't do things that if you, they're not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to lead to a situation where you're allowed to eat the thing which you weren't supposed to happen in the first place. You can't cause it. The fact that right now technically it's heter, like if you put milk in, there's other achronim speak like this, Kvigar, about milk. What if you put milk into water and then you can put that water into meat? So he says, you know what, that's also a bit less chila. You can't put milk into water. Even though right now it's milk being diluted into water, and then put that water with the plants and put that water into meat. That's also a bit of the chatchila. It has nothing to do with it. It's Israel. Heter. It means is don't get things together that the Torah doesn't want you to get together. And do it lechatchila in a way that avoids it through bitul like that. Okay. So there's a few examples of that. A few examples that we all know about. Well, at least some of them we know about. Okay. And the first one is I'm going to try to pronounce this. Worcestershire sauce. Okay, and that is Worcestershire sauce is a sauce that people use for meat. Okay, it's like a barbecue sauce. Okay, and the traditional way to make that thing is you take fish, a kind of fish called anchovies, take fish and you ferment them. So kind of special process to ferment them, takes a long time. And then it creates this amazing sauce, which is meant for putting on steak. Okay, so if you make it the real way, then you can't do it. You're not allowed to put it on to steak. You can eat it on something else, but you can't put it on to meat because it has fish in it. So you can't put fish on to meat. It's like the case of the Gemara, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, but that's how you make the traditional one. Most companies are not patient enough or care enough to make it the official way. So what they do is they just put in a flavor. They put in a commercially made flavor that tastes like Worcestershire sauce. And they put it in, it tastes like that. Now, but they want it to look good. They want it to look authentic. So they put in, you know, a spoonful of fish. So on the ingredient panel, it says anchovy, so it looks more authentic. Okay, but the tam doesn't come from that. That does nothing. It has no shaykhus to the tam. It's bottle b'shishim, bottle a million times over. It has no shaykhus. It's just there just so the label looks good, that it says that it has fish. So if you buy that kind, the kind that has very little fish, where the fish is bottle b'shishim, and assuming you go out the shach that says that sakana things could be bata b'shishim, then you're good, and you could put it onto your meat. Okay? Whether the hashkacha should do it depends on whether you think there's isser of bitlus l'chatchila for this case. I mean, should the hashkacha let them call this parav and not mention that there's any fish in it? Because, or not, l'chatchila depends on whether you think there's an isser of bitlus l'chatchila. In this case, it happens to be that most hashkachas would allow that to be called parav. It's really, but they're allowed to be called, they're allowed to call parav. Okay, and another example is the minute. I don't know if you ever saw this, which is there's a thing. There's fish oil. There's a few ways to get something called omega 3, some kind of fatty acid that's supposed to be healthy for you. So there's different ways to get it. You can get it from flaxseed. That's nothing. That's parav. But you can also get it from fish oil. And some people put it into juice. And other foods, juices, and margarine, and cereals, and because of that, there's an orange juice out there that has an OK with an F next to it. Okay, so you should know that because this one, that their omega 3 fatty acid that has in it comes from fish, and they hold that would be a kind of bitlus l'chatchila to do it in. So essentially, what's going on is that they're telling you this fish into there. If you think that you can't be mevatel it, then you can't eat with your meat. But if you think that you can, then they put that on that they were here to that we were not mevatelus and chatchila, but then you can go ahead and eat it, because of course it's bottles. There's a tiny bit of how much oil you think there is in that in the orange juice. Okay. Another example that's maybe more for most people, is marshmallows. Okay, and a marshmallow is sugar and water in a foam structure. Okay? That foam structure that they're in is made by protein. Okay? Now you could use for protein to make kosher ones. All right, okay. The usual way you make that protein is by using gelatin, and the reason why they use gelatin is because when gelatin is made into this kind of a setup, into this structure, it melts at body temperature. So that's really convenient because you put it into your mouth and it melts, and so it has the right kind of mouthfeel to it. Okay, but if you want to make kosher ones, so you can make it from other things. You make it from egg whites or soy. There's other proteins that you could use to make the marshmallow. But if you want to make ones that seem more authentic, then you can make it from kosher gelatin. So you could use beef gelatin or fish gelatin. And for whatever reason, when you use fish gelatin, it seems, in the recipes that I saw, the fish gelatin is not batel b'shishim. Okay, so it's not a matter of bitul zechila. The fish is not batel b'shishim, in which case, you can't, if there's such a thing called s'mores burgers, okay, which is marshmallows on meat, okay, on burgers. Okay, so you're not allowed to make it with these marshmallows that are made from fish. You're not allowed to make them, assuming that the fish is not batel. You have to find out, but assuming the fish is not batel b'shishim, then you would not be allowed to cook that together with your meat. Well, I guess you could cook it, but you can't eat it. Well, say like that. Okay. Okay, the last of these kind of cases is...
You certainly wouldn't say chanan, is right?
No, there's no chanan, but
I mean, if let's say you take this marshmallow and it'll be... way that it would be mixed all around, it would be diluted, I don't know.
Mix it to something else,
then it would be bottled
up. Okay, that's fine. I guess if you knew percentages, let's say it was 5%, and then you mix it into other things that it was only now bottled in. Yeah, okay. The last thing is that we everybody's used to having separate fish forks, okay, a separate fork for fish that they won't use for meat, if, in theory, if there'd be no isser bitlus l'chatchila for that, then you theoretically would be allowed to. The reason why you do it is because, even if you hold there's no isser bitlus l'chatchila, the reason why you do it is because there might be a piece of fish literally stuck on your fork. Really, you could just wipe the fork clean, and what a tiny little bit left would be bottle, but there's always a chance there's going to be something more significant there. And you only eat one piece of meat at a time also, so you know, even though small that might not be bottle machine. Okay, so the common thing is that people have a separate fork. Okay. Now, the last thing we have to talk about, which is where we came to this thing in the first place, is about blias. Okay? So, by basa b'chalav, of course, if you have a fleshed pot, you can't cut milchugs in it, or the other way around. Okay? Because blias of basa b'chalav are also. Okay? So, that issue of blias does not apply to meat and fish. Okay? It's assumed that it does not apply to meat and fish. So, if I cook chicken in the oven today, I could cook, once I take the chicken out, I could cook fish in the oven right afterwards, okay? And this Heter brings a raya to this din, this that we think like that there's no isser blias right from our din. Why? Because it says, the din that we started with, we're in Sadi Hay, is dagim shol bakara, okay, you put fish onto a fleshig plate, Then the din then talks about whether you can eat it with fish and when you can eat it. When, so when you can eat it with milchuk and when you can't. And when did it take in enough blia that there's a problem to eat it with milchuk or not? Okay. He says, but what happened to the fact that the fish, the fish is on a fleshly plate in the first place? What, forget about the eating it with milchuk. What about the fish with the meat itself? Obviously, you see from there. Obviously, you see from there that there's no issur for a blias for possible for meat and fish. There's no issur of blias on that. Okay. Now, it happens to be. There's two questions on that. The first is like this. Listen to what the raya that he's bringing. He's like, if the Gemara says that you could, talks about whether you, says you can eat it with milchugs, that means is it's obviously there was nothing wrong. He wasn't even bothered to tell me that you're allowed to eat it by itself. Of course you can eat it by itself. The whole thing we need to tell you is that you can eat it with milk or not. Okay? So he says, so one question is like this. Let's look at, if you look, in Simon Tzadi Zayin, is exactly what goes on. Look on the right side, is the Gemara that we're talking about. Ha'ibanisa, that Ativa Hadi Bisra, this fish cooked with meat, so Rava says you can't eat it with milchugs. And Marav Ravashi says that you can't even eat it by itself, which is what we pass, like Marav Ravashi, that you can't eat it by itself. That is to say, is that the Issa Hector is saying is, if you could eat it by itself, you can't talk about whether you can eat it with milchugs if you can't even eat it by itself. Right? That's what it's right is. But if you look at Simon Tzadi Zayin, which is Basa B'cholov, it says over there what? Dogim Shetzol B'taner, Echad Ima Basa, that's Mamish, it's this Gemara. Ha'i Benisit Atri Vavdi Bisra, also Echla B'cholov. You can't, if you cook fish together with meat, you can't eat it with cholov, which is a sheet of Rava, that you can't eat it with cholov, which everyone agrees that. Marav Rashi agrees you can't eat it with cholov. So, the question is, so how, the Devar Makil's question, I'm sorry, Devar Makil talks about it. He says, how come the Shulchan Aruch said that din and didn't tell you can't even eat it by itself? He passes like Marav Ravashi. So how come he didn't say over there that if you cook them in the oven, he said, Asal Achlam B'cholov, implying you can eat it by itself. That's not true. He doesn't know like that. What does that tell you? It tells you that sometimes you could say a din, and there are other cases that there are other reasons why it's also. But I didn't bother to tell you that because you'll turn the page to Sim Kuf Tezai and you'll find out there's a different reason why Kim did also. The fact that he only told you half of the Isser doesn't prove that there isn't any other Isser other than that. So by Dagum Shalom Bakara also, the fact that he told you that Dagum Shalom Bakara, you can eat it with Kutach, don't be medakne, oh wait, but can I eat it by itself? There's no diak from that because you have to know the din of also. I just I'm talking about focusing on one din, not on the other din. Okay. And the other thing is that the din of Dagum Shalom Bakara, guess what that din is? I said to you, and then the Gemara talks about whether you can eat it with a kutach. Well, the din here has to do with nat bar nat. The din is that there's a special reason why in that case you're allowed to eat it with kutach, and that is because this very little bliya comes through. The bliya gets toned down as it comes through. So maybe it's in the house with meat and fish. Maybe really you can't cook meat in a fish pot. Maybe you really can't cook meat in a fish pot. But by not bar nat, it's not a problem with not bar nat. Okay?
You might just cook the fish in a meat pot. Anyway.
No. In the case of Dagum Shalom Bakara, if you cooked it, it would be not bar nat bishul. This is not bar nat. That's a real case. The Gemara's case is the case of not bar nat, where the tongue gets cut down. It's toned down. The fact that it went into the blia and then came back out is less.
Again, this is there's a shayla in Israel whether it's dafka all the bakara or it's bishul also.
Yes, right. And we would say that not bar nat bishul is usher. We would not allow not bar nat bishul. To us, ayde bishul is worse. Right. So maybe cooking meat in a fleshed pot, a fish in a fleshed pot is also worse. You can't prove from the fact that Dagum Shalom Bakara isn't water doesn't mean that Dagum that would be cooking.
You're saying you cooked the nose in a
Bakara. Yeah, but the Arsu...
Perhaps it's not right.
Correct. The Raya is from a case of a Gemara. He said, look, the Gemara says you're allowed to eat it, put it onto the same plate, and there's nothing wrong with it. But the Gemara doesn't say that you could cook it in the pot.
I don't know, the Pashtas is not like that. If you had piece of meat and there was all of a curry and a milk thing, we have a problem, right? So the thing itself,
yes,
and that combination of the thing itself is a problem.
But it's not the same amount of time. So maybe for meat and fish, a little bit is mutter. You're saying it doesn't sound like that. Either it's yes or no. Okay, you can take it. That's fine. Okay. So there are people who have separate fish pots. Okay, separate ones that they don't follow this thing, they don't accept this, and they don't want to have meat and fish together, even in the same belief.
Most people don't. Most people would cook one and the other, and they don't care about that.
So even those that have it, I don't know anybody that's makbir. I heard people have fish pots in my family, but I don't know people that makbir all the way through, make sure the makbir are kale. You know,
so why do they have a fish pot? What's the reason?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're right. It's supposed to be based on kale, but they're only makbir up to a point.
Only a certain amount. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Most people who assume that it's mutter, that's only if it's blias. If to be ben, then you're not allowed. So this is all a question of, do you have to worry about blias in the pot? Okay. So, for example, there's such thing as a grill board. Okay. It's something you put on your barbecue. You, instead of putting the meat right onto the racks, the metal racks, you put a piece of wood on there that has, that the thing cooks on that, and somehow that's good for it. Okay. So that, if it has ban left on it, you can't put burgers on it now, take off the burgers and put fish onto it while there's still ban on it. Okay, in a pot, nobody would do that. Nobody in a pot would use a dirty pot like that, but in a grill board, people would. So you're not allowed to do that. A variation of that, someone asked us was, what about an instant pot? Okay, an instant pot, it's a pressure cooker. Okay, so the pot itself, of course, you're going to clean between one thing and the next. That's not the shaila. Shaila is that the instant pot, in order to make it into a pressure cooker, the chamber seals well and has gaskets. It has rubber pieces in it that have a million cracks and crevices. They're very hard to clean. Like we tell people they can't kasha them because it's impossible to clean it. It's so many cracks and crevices to make the seal to make it into a pressure cooker. So what about that? Would you be allowed to use it for meat and fish? The same one. Make cook meat now, clean the pot, and now you fish in it. So the pot itself is not the problem. No problem. But what about the fact that there might be the end left in the rest of the pieces where it's hard to clean? So at first I thought it's part of the question of is it bitlus l'chatchil, part of that question. But then I realized that maybe it's even more kal than that, because we have this din back in Hagol's Kalim, that how much be'en do you have to get rid of? We have this thing we call kedara chamachatim, okay, there's other ways to call that, which is you only have to clean as much as people normally clean, and the little bits that are left, it's not considered bitlus l'chatchil, it's considered inkaras levatel on the little bits that are left. So here also, the little bit, I'm not going to put Pesach with Bittu doesn't work, that's not going to work. But for us, the little bit, you clean it like a normal person does. Everybody thinks this is a clean instant pot. The fact that there's little bits left that are going to be bottled, everyone ignores that, pays no attention to it. So it's clean enough for this kind of a thing. The rest that's left is called, is Inkarnas Levato. So then, Lachar, you could be, as long as you clean the pot, clean it like regular, make it normally clean, that little bit, Lachar, shouldn't make it.